welcome to the July 12th edition of Race and Nation, brought to you by the American Thule Society. I'm Daryl Hessler, your host, broadcasting from Studio 88. Folks, go out and support your white power community by putting money back into it. Label 56 sets up weekends at Maryland flea markets. They have CDs, books, magazines, and flags for sale. All their white power CDs are only $10 apiece. For more information on location of Label 56 on the weekends or ordering info, contact them by visiting www.marylandskinheads.com or by emailing them at mds@marylandskinheads.com. Support the white racialist scene in Maryland, folks. Today's topic can be summed up by five simple words. I have nothing to say. Almost every successful conviction of white racists in the U.S. can be attributed to one reason, the ignorance of or not using the five words. It is true that many of the talkers are paid informants or the weak who seek immunity from Zog prosecution, but an alarming number of Aryans who are familiar with the movement also violate this most important rule. Henceforth, our struggle cannot tolerate the breaking of this simple rule ever. Never, ever utter more than the five words to any agent or representative of Zog. I have nothing to say. There are no exceptions. Anyone who does talk must be shunned from the movement forever. Former associates of the talker may consider much harsher punishment. Aryan warrior Lawrence Lombardi of Florida was convicted of several federal bombing counts stemming from bombings at the Nigger University, A&M. He faces life in prison. There is very little evidence that Lombardi ever made, possessed, or planted the bombs. Many commentators said that Zog did not have a case. But one fact made all the difference. Under the professional techniques of FBI interrogators, immediately after arrest, Lombardi admitted to being the one in a grainy videotape of a hardware store and the voice on a tape of a threatening call into the university. If Lombardi had known and followed the simple five words, it may well have saved him from life behind bars. In addition to the story of Aryan lone wolf Lawrence Lombardi, there are other recent episodes of violating the five words that have caused people to be imprisoned for decades or life sentences. In Sacramento, California, the Williams brothers were picked up for using credit cards of a faggot couple who were murdered in their bed. The FBI suspected them of involvement in the burning of synagogues, but had little evidence. Suddenly, Ben Williams, the more active of the two brothers, admitted to the FBI that he orchestrated the burnings of the synagogues and that his brother was innocent. This is a perfect example of the talker doing the work of the FBI. The job of the FBI is to gather evidence. It is difficult to take that evidence and prove guilt beyond a reasonable doubt. Prosecutions run at about 17% in this country due to the relatively high standards set for evidence. Talking adds to the evidence that the FBI or police may use. When you are arrested, you are told that anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. Folks, there is never anything you can say to the Zog that will help your case. Thank you, and this is Daryl Hessler from Studio 88 signing off. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to contact me at atsvp@american-thule-society.org.